Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Listen, the medical world was a bit rocked this week as the FDA has revoked emergency authorization for what's called monoclonal antibody treatments because they claim it's ineffective against the Omicron variant, although that suggests that the only version of COVID-19 that anyone's dealing with out there is the Omicron variant. Joining us right now is Dr. Ron Elfenbein. He's the medical director and CEO of First Call Medical Center in Maryland. And by full disclosure, I know Dr. Ron. I met him this summer, and he said, I learned about his clinic. He said, listen, if you get sick, if you get COVID, come out and get treatments. And that's exactly what I did when I got COVID. And yes, these treatments did make a difference for me. So, Dr. Ron, first of all, thank you. And thank you for the great team at First Call Medical Center for getting me back on my feet a couple of weeks ago. And thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. And I'm so glad we could help you. I didn't know that you had come to see us until your producer told me yesterday.
I called Delegate Sid Saab, who, of course, is a partner with you here, Maryland Delegate Sid Saab, and he probably set me up without letting you know, Doc, but it all worked out great. So now why am I the lucky one? Why can't other Marylanders get this treatment? Why is the FDA doing this to you?
Well, so it's just a point of clarification. There are four authorized monoclonal antibody treatments, and they have said that two of them don't work, so they revoked the emergency use authorization for two of the four. One of those two that still remains is only for pre-exposure prophylaxis. So that's really only used in like transplant programs and stuff like that, like at academic centers like Hopkins and University. So that's not really something for the general public. So GlaxoSmithKline's product, Sotrovimab, is the only one that's left that we can use for the general public.
And so I
will say that these things are immensely effective and have proven to be truly game-changing and life-saving. So that what the FDA said, as you just said in the intro, the FDA said that, well, we know that 97% plus of cases are Omicron, and I'll get to how they came up with that data in a second. Since we know that, and we know that these two products, Eli Lilly's product and Regeneron's product, are not effective against Omicron, they revoked the emergency use authorization. Now, the way they say that they know that 97% of plus of cases are Omicron, is what they do is they genetically sequence certain numbers of positive cases. So if you go to get a test and you're positive on a PCR test, a certain percentage of those are sequenced, and they determine what strain of COVID you have. But in the United States, we're behind the rest of the country. We're only sequencing, like, I think it's under 5% of cases. Maryland happens to be one of the better states, but across the country, it's like under 5%, closer to 2.5%, I think. And then they extrapolate that data and they say, all right, well, we tested 50 of these. So we know that 99% of these are Omicron. So then we're going to assume everybody else is Omicron. That's a very dangerous assumption to make.
Hugely dangerous. And Amber, it's shoddy because I, like most people, I think these days, I took my test at an over-the-counter test. So it's never going to be in the hands of anyone who can analyze it.
Yeah. So, I mean, what percentage of tests would you like to see sequenced in order to feel more comfortable knowing what percentage of the cases are, in fact, Omicron?
Well, so the better way to do it would be to allow the providers, myself, who has a medical degree, went to medical school, went to college, who's been, you know, doing this for 20-something years, let me decide based on your symptomatology. I mean, we trust our doctors to do the right thing for us. Why is the FDA now coming in and saying, well, we're gonna practice medicine without a license?
So what's so really behind
can,
this, Doc?
I can tell. I'm sorry?
Well, I'm just going to ask, what's really behind this? Why? What's in? I mean, if somebody gains the benefit, there must be some sort of. Is this just because they're concerned that people are focusing on treatment and not focusing on vaccines, even though we know people who are vaccinated and boosted can get the virus? Why are they doing this?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I don't know. I don't think that there's anything nefarious going on. I don't think that it's like a conspiracy or anything like that. I will say that the federal government has purchased every single dose of these medications, and they control them 100%. So not only do they control them on the front end with their authorization, the FDA can authorize or disauthorize as they just did, or unauthorize, I guess. But they also have purchased every single dose, so they give them to us to give them to patients. So they can control them by either revoking the authorization or telling us, you know, we bought it, here's what I want you to do with it. The data that the two products, the Regeneron and the Eli Lilly's product, don't work against Omicron is actually pretty good. And the two companies have come out and said, we do not believe that our product works against Omicron. So what the FDA has said does make sense, but to revoke an emergency use authorization, again, because we don't know truly how many people have Omicron. I mean, I'll give you a great example. So about 3 weeks ago, the FDA put out something and did exactly the same thing they're doing now, essentially, not quite as far. They didn't revoke the emergency use authorization, but they said, we're going to stop shipping these two products, Eli Lilly's product and Regeneron's product. And then the Maryland state government said, since we know that over 99% of Omicron cases in Maryland are Omicron, we're going to take away the authorization for the state of Maryland.
Jeez.
Now, what happened was the FDA, I don't know if you saw this in the news because it hasn't really been covered very well, but the FDA said that across the country, this was again 3 weeks ago, Omicron was 79% prevalent. They came out a week later and said, oh, we made a mistake. It was only 29% prevalent. So they were basing all of this on shoddy data extrapolation, and shoddy math. And I can't tell. And so the state of Maryland shut down everything. We could not infuse anybody for 2 weeks. We had 250 people scheduled. We have two clinics that do monoclonal antibodies. We are the busiest clinic, both of our clinics combined, in the state of Maryland. We are the largest provider of monoclonal antibody therapy in the state of Maryland. And they shut us down for 2 weeks.
Do you have any?
How many people died, required hospitalization, or got really, really sick needlessly because they couldn't get treated? This was a horrific, awful. I was so angry. And what it is, it's just a height of bureaucratic arrogance. It's just people that think they know better than everybody else telling you what to do, that have no clue what they're doing.
And when you go back all the way to the beginning of the pandemic, do you have a sense of how many people this could have helped if there was a greater focus on therapeutics from the get-go, as opposed to just, well, we have to wait it out till we get the vaccine?
Oh, I've been saying this from day one. I mean, I've been on TV and on the news a lot, and I've been saying exactly that. Like, we're focusing way too much on one. Look, to beat something like this, and again, we're not going to beat it. We're going to control it. This isn't something like smallpox that we can just eradicate. It's not going to go away. It's going to become an endemic thing, just like the flu. But since the beginning, I've been saying, you know, this is you have to have a multi-tiered approach. You can't just focus on vaccinations. You have to focus on treatments, and you have to focus on social things like masking and social distancing, which now we know that the masking that they were focusing on didn't work either. It still doesn't work. But, you know, the focus from the very beginning, at least from the Biden administration's very beginning, was purely on vaccinations, not on treatments. And honestly, if you think about it, there's no reason why we shouldn't just open everything up now and just move on with our lives, because we can treat this with monoclonal therapies, and they're excellent at treating people. I'll give you just to put this into perspective for people, because I know we talk a lot of medical jargon. There's a statistic we use in medicine called number needed to treat. And that means the number of people that you need to do a certain thing to achieve a desired outcome. So, for example, when someone's having a heart attack, what do? We give them an aspirin. Right? It's been like that for 30 or 40 years. We know it works, and it works very well. The number needed to treat with aspirin is about 50, meaning that if 50 people have a heart attack and you give an aspirin to every single one of them, you will save about one life. So the number needed to treat to save one life is about 50. With monoclonals, depending on which monoclonal therapy you're talking about and which population you're talking about, that number is as low as 15, meaning that you need to treat 15 people to save one life. That's unheard of in medicine. Unheard of. So this stuff is like a game-changing, you know, it's like manna from God. It really is. It's a truly, I mean, I'm not
there's much more. We got to shed light on this. And there are important people who listen to this program who are hearing this that might be able to make a difference in moving this along. Can you stick with us for one more segment on this? Because I've got more I want to ask.
Of course. Yeah.
Great. All right. We continue on this. But first, it's 8:17.
Breaking news and the inside story.
News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Making sense of the news.
We continue here with Dr. Ron Uffenbein. He is the CEO of one of the biggest clinic where you can get these antibody treatments if you get COVID-19, First Call Medical Center. And I got a couple of quick questions here. First of all, real short and real simple, because of what the FDA has done here, will people needlessly die who wouldn't have died had the FDA not stopped these treatments?
Probably, yes. Or at least be hospitalized. Yeah, I would say so.
And secondly, you just used the phrase, the arrogance of bureaucrats here, where, and we've seen this throughout this entire thing that I'd love you to speak to as a doctor, where they come out and they make these proclamations, these health professionals at the federal and state level, and they are so sure of themselves. There's like, there's no humility in that, well, we think this is the best way to go. No. It's just boom. And if you disagree with them, you're killing people, or you're anti-science, or you're a quack. And this is the most destructive part of the public conversation we have to have about these things, isn't it? Because actually that attitude is, in fact, anti-scientific.
Oh, 100%. And it also undermines any faith people had in our medical institutions and our leadership institutions, be it the federal government, state government, the WHO, the NIH, the CDC, and your local doctor, because your local doctor preaches what the CDC tells him or her to preach. Because, look, most doctors don't have time. Most doctors are trying to do the right thing, but they don't have time to research everything. They just basically, what is the CDC recommending today? Okay, that's what I'm going to tell my patients, because they trust the CDC. But the CDC has proven, as you just said, time and time and time again, to be wrong. Now, it's okay to be wrong, because things change, but have some humility about it. I mean, Dr. Fauci came out the other day and he said, I am science.
Yeah,
I make the science,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing. But I mean, what kind of a stupid, arrogant comment is that?
Yeah.
I mean, that is the height of arrogance and the height of stupidity. And for anybody, as you said, Larry, anybody to say, you know, we know with 100% certainty that this is the case is just ridiculous. How do you know anything? Nothing in life is 100% except death. And for them to say that we now know that 100% of cases are Omicron, I mean, that's ridiculous. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Nope.
How do you know that? And clearly they don't, because like I told you 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, they screwed it up completely by a factor of 50%.
Yeah, and one of the most disturbing things that the CDC has done, or Fauci specifically, is they've admitted that they've been wrong, not with the type of humility that you or I would prefer, but Fauci has admitted in the past to actively lying about certain numbers in relation to herd immunity because he thought the public wasn't ready to hear them. And that's a whole other danger, I think, of assuming that people are not intelligent enough or empowered enough to make decisions about their own health, that he has to actually actively shield them from certain information.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was on the news, a major national TV program about a week ago, and they made a YouTube clip of it. It got taken down off of YouTube. That's never happened to me before. I've never been deplatformed for anything, but it got taken down. It was censored. And all I talked about was medical stuff. I didn't make any claims about anything. I didn't put my opinion anywhere. I talked purely about medicine, but because it has to do with COVID, it was taken down. And this just goes to show you that, you know, that they, the man, whatever you want to call it, the institutions, think that we are too stupid to be able to make our own decisions for ourselves. What happened to doing your own research and making these determinations for yourself? Like, we are, as a people, are not stupid. We can figure things out. Like, if you have an opinion and I have an opinion, we can disagree, but you can do your own research. Like,
yeah.
I don't need YouTube to tell me what's true and what's not, or Dr. Fauci.
I used to think that it was actually sound medical advice to seek a second opinion. What's the point of getting a second opinion, Dr. Elfenbein, if no one's allowed to give a contrary diagnosis or a contrary therapy? It's like, oh, get your second opinion, but if anybody suggests something other than what Dr. Fauci says, they're going to be silenced. So what's the point?
Exactly.
We got to leave it there.
Exactly.
We got to leave it there. Again, Dr. Ron Elfenbein, he's the CEO of First Call Medical Center. And thank you, Dr. Ron, for that, because it did help me when I had COVID a couple of weeks ago. And again, by the way, I don't believe I had Omicron based on the symptoms I had. They don't match up properly with Omicron, but no one ever tested me, and I felt better after the monoclonal antibody infusions. And I just think you should be able to have the right to be able to screen your patients and make medical decisions without this intervention from the federal government, at the very least. Thank you again for helping
me. I agree.
Me
and if thank you. I'm glad we could help you out. And if I could just say, if anybody out there listening, if you think you have, if you have COVID and you're sick and you want some help, please give us a call, 443-459-1095. We can get you. We still have monoclonal antibodies. We can still give some of them. and we're happy to do it. We really want to get this therapy out there because it is life-saving, 100%.
All right, doctor. Ads on this program are very expensive, so now I'm going to have to you're going to have to buy me a drink now for that one. Thank you, doctor. It is First Call Medical Center, 823 on WMAL.
Breaking news and the inside story.
News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Making sense of the news.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.